are listening to Standards in 10 Minutes from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
Hello, my name is Matthew Childs.
And I'm Cindy Parakill.
And this Standard in 10 Minutes is ISO PAS 45007, Occupational Health and Safety Management, Risks Arising from Climate Change and Climate Change Action, Guidance for Organisations. Here are 10 things you need to know.
Number one, what the guidance is all about.
ISO PAS 45007 gives organisations practical guidance on managing health and safety risks linked to climate change and climate-related actions. It recognises that climate impacts like extreme heat, flooding or resource shortages, as well as responses such as site relocations, new technologies or infrastructure upgrades, can create or exacerbate workplace hazards. The guidance provides a clear, structured framework for identifying, assessing, and addressing these risks, while also highlighting opportunities to improve safety, resilience, and preparedness. By bringing climate considerations into health and safety management, 45007 helps protect employees, keep operations running smoothly, and take a proactive approach to emerging environmental challenges. Number two, why the guidance was developed.
Climate change is increasingly affecting workplaces around the world, with frontline workers exposed to hazards both on the job and at home. A 2024 report from the International Labour Organization found that 2.4 billion workers are already exposed to extreme heat, creating both human and economic risks, from lost productivity to supply chain disruptions and higher accident rates. Rising temperatures, extreme weather, water shortages, and pollution are reshaping workplace safety challenges, while adaption measures like new technologies or renewable energy installations bring their own risks. 45007 provides practical guidance to help organizations identify, assess, and manage these climate-related health and safety risks effectively. Number three, who the guidance is for.
ISO PAS 45007 is a practical, accessible guide for organisations of any size or sector, whether or not they already operate a formal occupational health and safety management system. It is especially valuable for senior leaders, health and safety professionals, and risk or sustainability specialists, as well as stakeholders such as regulators, investors, insurers, and clients who are seeking assurance that workplaces are safe, healthy, and responsibly managed. Number four, an ISO PAS.
An ISO PAS, or publicly available specification, is published to meet an urgent market need. It reflects consensus, either among experts within an ISO working group or from a recognized organization outside ISO. Like technical specifications, an ISO PAS is made available for immediate use and is intended to gather practical feedback that can inform its potential development into a full international standard. An ISO PAS has a maximum lifespan of 6 years, after which it must either be withdrawn or progressed into an international standard based on experience and consensus. Number five, what's in the guidance?
45007 gives practical guidance to help organisations understand and manage the health and safety impacts of climate change. It helps them identify and address risks from climate-related impacts, including extreme weather, heat stress, air pollution, and water shortages. The guidance also covers risks that arise from adaptation measures, like changes to work processes, infrastructure upgrades, or relocating activities, and from mitigation actions such as installing renewable energy or hydrogen storage. Beyond just managing risks, it encourages organisations to take advantage of opportunities to improve workplace safety, resilience and long-term sustainability through proactive, climate-informed decision-making. Number six, how organisations use the guidance.
45007 is designed to fit easily into existing occupational health and safety management systems, so organizations don't have to start from scratch. It follows the familiar Plan, Do, Check, Act model. In the planning stage, organizations identify climate-related hazards, assess who may be affected, and prioritize risks. During the doing stage, they implement appropriate controls and integrate climate considerations into wider resilience and continuity planning. In the checking stage, they monitor performance, conduct audits, and gather worker feedback. Finally, in the acting stage, they review outcomes, update measures as conditions change, and engage stakeholders in ongoing continual improvement. Number 7, benefits of using the guidance.
Using 45007 brings clear benefits for organizations tackling the health and safety challenges of climate change. It helps protect an organization's workforce by identifying new or exacerbated risks and putting preventive measures in place to reduce injuries, illnesses, and productivity losses. It strengthens operations and resilience by minimizing disruptions across sites and supply chains. The guidance builds trust with regulators, investors, clients, and employees by showing responsible OH&S management. It keeps organizations ahead of regulatory and societal expectations, supporting sustainability goals and ESG commitments. Proactively applying the guidance can also create opportunities for efficiency, innovation, and employee well-being, helping protect people, strengthen resilience, and safeguard an organization's reputation. Number 8, how the guidance works alongside ISO 45001.
ISO PASS 45007 complements ISO 45001 by providing practical guidance to manage OH&S risks arising from climate change and climate action. While ISO 45001 sets out the overall occupational health and safety management system, covering risk identification, management, and continual improvement through leadership, worker participation, and risk-based thinking, ISO PAS 45007 focuses on climate-related OH&S hazards, such as from extreme weather, air pollution, or climate action. It helps organizations assess these risks and put effective controls in place. Together, 45001 and 45007 enable a structured, consistent approach to occupational health and safety in a climate-impacted world, addressing both physical and psychological risks and promoting a safer, healthier, and more resilient workforce. Number 9, measuring impact.
Success in implementing ISO PAS 45007 can be measured by using both quantitative and qualitative indicators. Organizations may see fewer climate-related incidents, such as heat stress, flooding-related injuries, or accidents linked to new technologies. Improvements in workforce well-being and reduced absenteeism show safer, healthier workplaces, while fewer supply chain disruptions strengthen business continuity. Positive feedback from employees, regulators, insurers, investors, and clients demonstrates recognition of proactive occupational health and safety management. Employee engagement and confidence captured through surveys or feedback reflect trust in the organization's approach. By applying 45007, organizations actively protect people, enhance resilience, and show responsible leadership in a climate-impacted world, acting before disruption occurs. Number 10, the people involved in developing the guidance.
ISO PAS 45007 is developed by ISO Technical Committee TC283, responsible for occupational health and safety management. The committee unites experts from around the world with expertise in workplace safety, risk assessment, and management systems. 283's work helps organizations manage occupational health and safety in a clear and structured way. It sets out shared global good practice, supports business continuity and resilience, and encourages continual improvement in workplace health and safety around the world. Those adopting 45007 principles are encouraged to provide feedback to ISO TC283.
So there you have it, a standard in 10 minutes. ISO PAS 45007, Occupational Health and Safety Management, Risks Arising from Climate Change and Climate Change Action, Guidance for Organizations.
You have been listening to Standards in 10 Minutes from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.